Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
Happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day weekend, Gina.
Thank you.
She's a mother to beautiful Maeve and Shep. So here's a situation. My whole life I've been competing with my younger brother, about 3 years apart, of being the favorite child. You guys know that on the show.
Yes. Yes.
So we will be discussing how I'm going to beat my brother again on getting the perfect gift for my mom again.
You know, I'd call you out for being petty if it wasn't so sweet. At least your mama benefits.
I know, right? My mom is loving this, right? She's probably instigating it without me knowing.
Sneaky.
I'm going to talk about what I'm going to try to get my mama, but I have a tactic this year on how to one-up my brother, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to let you in on this for everybody trying to compete to be the favorite child to mama.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll let you know what you need to do. All up next, Morning Mess. The Morning Mess here. Let's have the discussion. Happy Mother's Day weekend to everybody celebrating that this weekend. Gina, happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you so much.
I'm very competitive. I'm going to let you know how competitive in a few seconds here. Do you guys feel like you're the favorite child with all your siblings?
I feel like it depended. I know that I was my mom's favorite, and I think my sister's my dad's favorite.
Ooh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gina, I know you have four sisters.
I do have four sisters, and I would say 5 days out of seven, I'm the favorite.
With both?
I don't know. I think my dad might favor the baby. You know?
I feel like you're daddy's girl. I mean, he has obviously five girls, but I feel like you're the...
Definitely. I went to work with him all the time. I used to chase him out the door when he'd leave for work to give him a kiss goodbye. But yeah, you know, you have a soft spot for your youngest, so...
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you follow the show, if you listen to the show, we appreciate you. If you're new to the show, I'm very competitive with my younger brother. We're only a few years apart. But I feel like since we were younger, we always competed for my mom's affection.
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad is pretty much even. I think we both get on my dad's nerves just as evenly. So he loves us and we get on his nerves just the same.
Perfect.
So I think we're even. With my mom, though, I feel like we've always been competitive. And I feel like the past, I don't know, I think I've got my brother the past decade on being the favorite during Mother's Day weekend.
That's pretty consistent.
You know what I'm saying? This year, I'm kind of stuck with the whole pandemic, and I'm wondering, you know, we haven't seen my mom much this past year because of the pandemic. Everyone's fully vaccinated.
Right,
thank you. I am. My brother is. Woo. My parents are. We're excited about that. So I'm wondering, what do I get my mom to beat my brother again? To be the favorite child. Suggestions from the mess? Oh, and by the way, while you think is like, give it a call, 833-730-6377. What will put me on top, guys?
I think if you got her a new car.
Oh,
a new
my
car? That's
gosh.
It.
Yeah, no big deal.
A new car.
Yeah, you got it. You know, you Joey boy.
Oh, wow.
The way my bank account is set
up. Oh, wow.
I hope she's
Joey boy.
All right, Staycase Setup is up next. I think Anish got it.
Yeah, I was going to say a facial, but compared to a new car, I think that's the top prize.
Let's talk to Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, what should I give my mama for Mother's Day weekend to keep me the favorite?
I would buy her something she's always wanted. Like
a new husband?
Oh my gosh.
No.
I love you, Dad, seriously.
Okay.
I would get her, is she okay with, like, pedicures and massages? Like, do a spa day.
A spa day?
Oh, ooh, we love that.
So there's a bunch of spa days out at, like, resorts and stuff. I mean, they're open. And, a lot of girls, bloggers online, still go get facials and stuff, so.
Okay, yeah, I've done the manis and pedis, but maybe I've never had my mom do, like, a whole spa day.
A whole thing, like a whole package.
Right, like a whole package.
Yeah, to relax her. Like, they have the stone massages, and if your mom's feet hurt, like, I drive a lot, so they have the, what is that?
Reflexology?
Yeah, reflexology. Uh-huh. I don't know if she had medical issues or not, but that my mom...
Her issue is my dad, so okay. Just getting away from my dad for the day would probably help her, too. You know what? I think I like that. Well, I appreciate that, Tiff.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
Thank you so much, and I love you guys.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Love you.
Yeah, I like that. I like your suggestion. A spa day.
That is really good. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I got to do? I got to do some intel. What I got to do is what I want to do, guys. Up next, I want to call my brother, and I'm just going to casually ask him. You know how legally we're supposed to tell people that they're on the radio?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell my brother
that
he's
God.
On the radio.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to
get us in trouble.
Casually ask him what he's getting my mom for Mother's Day.
Have you done this in the past? Like, does this phone call make sense for you and him?
No, that's why I think it'll just...
Oh, my God.
He won't think nothing of it, you know?
Really?
He won't be like, am I on the radio again? So if I just ask him out of the blue... Like, hey, so what you want to get mom?
You are so shady.
I mean, it honestly does make sense. This is normally the time, the last minute. Like, hey, Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah, like if he's getting like a dozen roses, I'll get him like 2 dozen roses. Oh, yeah. I got to find out what my brother's getting my mom. That way I'm the reigning champion, by the way, a favorite child.
Okay, Joey.
I'm so competitive, I know. Go to call my brother.
It.
I'm going to sucker him to tell me what he's getting my mom, okay? It's all up next. Morning Mess. Happy Mother's Day weekend. So we're in the middle of me trying to be the favorite child still. I'm very competitive with my brother. He's 3 years younger than me. Of being my mom's favorite.
Wait, I didn't know you were the older brother.
Yeah, I'm the older brother.
What?
Yeah, you thought
this
he was the older
is
brother?
Great. Well, I
I'm
mean...
looking good nowadays, Gina. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this year I'm kind of stuck what to get my mom. Every year I'm trying to outdo my brother. You know, sibling rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gina, you have 4 sisters. Is there one particular that you have a rivalry with?
Well, yes.
You do?
Yeah, and it's been this way our entire life, and I don't know why. I really can't remember what exactly set it off, but we will forever be in competition.
It's me and my brother, for the love of my mama. My mama benefits from this every year.
Of course.
But, you know, I'm getting suggestions of the flowers and stuff. My mom doesn't really like flowers.
Yeah.
And my brother every year sends her flowers, which I find hilarious because she doesn't even like flowers.
How does he not know?
Because no one tells him. I'm not going to tell him.
But he never asked?
No, but my mom's not going to say, don't give me flowers. I don't want flowers. He sends them.
Yeah.
But I asked my mom straight up years ago, Mom, do you like when flowers are like edible arrangements? She's like, I don't like flowers. They die. Send me the fruit. But I didn't tell my brother that because I'm going to keep letting him send me flowers.
So rude.
But this year, I feel I got to top him. So I have an idea. Call my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask what he's going to give my mom.
You're not going to call and be like, hey, brother, you're on the radio. Let's do this fun thing. You're being sneaky.
No, so you guys just keep down. You guys just listen to our conversation.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to call him like, I'm just calling him like, hey, you know, like, what's going on, bro?
Stupid.
What are you getting, mom?
Yeah, what you doing?
Oh. We're going to bro it up, Anish.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like, gifts, mother's.
And please, at me, at the Morning Mess, what should I get my mom this year? Is there something I'm missing out on that's a special kind of gift this year? It's been a hell of a year for all of us, so.
Woo, Chile.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call
833-730-6377.
Let's find out what my brother's getting my mom this year.
I do.
Thank.
Yo.
Hey, what are you getting mom for Mother's Day?
I have no idea.
No idea? Yeah, gosh.
I get it. Obviously, you got her flowers last year, but I don't know if...
Right.
I don't know.
Are you thinking you can do the same thing this year? Flowers?
You are so sneaky.
I don't know. I know she'll be home, so it's not like...
Yeah.
...worry about sending her because then you worry about...
They're not getting there on time.
I don't know.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I don't know, man. Like, so you haven't even sent her anything yet, so I'm trying to think, like, all right, let's do the same thing.
I mean, obviously she likes flowers, but then it gets old every year.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
And then if you send her something to, like, go eat dinner, then she's taking pot, which, even though she complains about it.
Right.
I think they have fun doing it.
True.
Now that they're vaccinated, I think they feel like they can go out more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I'm going to spend the day with her.
Oh, well, that's cool. At least, well, she'll be there to get, like, yeah, take her somewhere. I don't know, like, I don't know if I just send her some cash just to, like, let her do her own thing.
If you send her cash, how much are you going to send her?
Are you joking?
What's that?
Okay. If you send her cash, how much are you going to send her?
$50, $100, $50, $100, I don't know.
$1,500?
No, not $1,500.
Oh.
$50 to $100.
$50 to $100. Oh, I was like, damn, you're the favorite. All right, $50 to $100. Okay. All right, then. I got to hit this Zoom. All right, I was just wondering. I'll hit you later.
higher.
All right, bro.
Better.
All right. Now I know my brother. So what I want to do.
What?
Is what I want to do now.
What are you going to do?
I got to call my mom.
You are not.
And tell her what I'm going to get her for Mother's Day.
But what are you getting her?
I'm going to one-up my brother. That's what I'm going to do. I got to be the favorite.
You're so ridiculous.
But you are going to do that $1,500? Is that what you're doing?
No, he said $50 to $100.
I thought he said $1,500.
I was like, I'll just get a bad bunny tickets. They're about $2,000. But all right, I'm going to call my mom up next and see how I can be the favorite.
Okay.
We're calling the Queen of Burbank up next. I'm going to let her know what my brother's getting her. And then I'm going to let her know what I'm getting her.
Oh, my gosh. You're so shady.
Yes, I am, damn it. I own it. Okay. I'm going to own it. The favorite child of Kathy Rodriguez.
And full government. All right. This is getting weird already.
Call him mama up next. But we're talking about Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Celebrating that. So I was telling the show how I'm very competitive. Me and my brother have been going at it for years. Mm-hmm. For the attention of my mom. We called my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Found out what he's getting her for Mother's Day this weekend. So far, we found out my brother, he said flowers.
And $150, right? Yeah. $1,500.
So we're going to call the Queen of Burbank to see if I can one-up my brother and me be the favorite. Are we ready?
Yeah, Joey, we're ready.
Mom?
Hello, my son. How are you?
Hello, mother. How are you?
Oh, exhausted. You know, horrible week for me. Oh.
What did dad do now?
Well, it's just it. Yes, that's what it is, your dad.
I have had a week, too. I just can't wait. Sunday. So, Cuban food, okay?
Already called, talked to Ralphie.
Perfect. So, Sunday brunch?
You got it. How are the guys doing? Good?
Everyone's good, man. I just can't wait to see you. Just can't wait to see you hang out, have some good Cuban food, and yep. Make fun of dad. But, Mom, you know what I heard?
What?
Spanky hasn't even gave you a Mother's Day gift yet. He hasn't sent anything to you yet.
No.
I'm bringing my gift to you. Ma, you don't even like flowers, though.
No, I don't want flowers.
Yeah, that's, this is a dumb gift.
I like flowers, but it's just a waste. But yeah, I'll be glad with a manicure, pedicure gift card.
Manicure, pedicure gift card. Got you. I like that. You just know what you want. So, Mom, with the manicure, pedicure, and a gift card, would that total about $100?
I don't know. The only thing I can tell you is call Tulip Salon.
Okay. $100 for a gift card for a mom, that's not enough. I'm thinking like $125, $150.
I can give you her card. Her name is Lee. And just tell her, my mom is Kathy, and I want to get her Manny a petty, or I don't know if I should get my fake nails done again.
Yeah.
I'm tempted because they look so pretty, Joey.
Really? Okay.
Fuck it. If they happen, if my nails get messed up again, I'll just try to pull them.
Gotta stop slapping dad. Those nails will stay on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are you doing? You off work or you still there?
I'm about to leave. And, you know, chill with the kids.
You can't bring the kids?
Which one you want?
Hey.
Mom, one gotta go. One gotta go with me.
Stop.
Do you want JoJo, Gia, or Cruz?
Really?
That would be a kind of a cool Mother's Day gift, right? I brought you one of my kids to hang out with.
I know, but it won't be fair. I could see JoJo's understanding, but Gia and Cruz.
Right. Well, one.
You know, they miss each other.
Mm-hmm. So none of them? In 3 seconds, you got to say three.
Stupid.
Two.
Okay, if you're going to bring one, let's do JoJo.
Let's do JoJo. Okay, so he's the favorite. Okay, I'll let Gia and Cruz know that you don't love them. Gotta go, Ma. Oh, wait, this is Lee on the other line. I think I texted her already for your Manny and Petty.
She's on the line?
Yeah, I text her really quick. So she's calling.
She's calling you or me?
No, she's calling me.
Oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye, I get it. Okay, I love you. Bye.
She hung up real quick.
She's calling you. She's calling me.
I wish she'd just be randomly calling my mom.
But what did she know if she was getting a
phone
call?
Oh, my God.
My mom is the best. The Queen of Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Love her. Everything.
All right. So, I'm out do my brother. I just know that much.
Oh, that's what we...
Remember that? He's sending her flowers. She hates flowers, so I'm going to make sure my brother does send her flowers. Like, these are stupid.
Of course.
And my brother said 50 to 100. I'm giving her $125 for her Manny and Petty. And,
oh, my God.
Full set. Don't forget.
Full set.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get my dad whacked.
All right. Grease. Wait.
No. All right, happy Mother's Day weekend to all you mamas. I love my mom so much.
Oh, we love her too. Oh, my God.
The Morning Mess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.